This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly. If it's happening in footy...
Jeepers, have the headlines been coming thick and fast?
This man will be all over it.
Let's get Jay-Z in.
All right.
And talk footy.
On Triple M's Rush Hour...
He's going to try and get back out there.
It's Jay-Z Clark.
Oh, and it's a busy time for you, Jay-Z, so we're privileged to have you in the house.
We are.
I'm up early, boys. I'm typing late. I'm eating on the run here. That's how busy
well,
I am.
Well, speaking of on the run, you've just done... how many Ks?
Did you like what I did there?
The
Melbourne Marathon. Now, I only did the half, which was 21 kilometres. Some of the absolute warriors that did the 42 full marathon are unbelievable. But glorious conditions. Melbourne turned on an absolute stunner. And look, I started to cramp late in the calves, to be honest. But I was very brave and I was inspired by you both and I made the distance.
Well
done. Thank
you. Good on you. Bloody good effort.
Thank you.
Do you stop and have a little walk?
No. Stop. That's the part of it. But everyone's up and about and feeding off each other's energies.
How long do you run it in?
Now at 55.
Nearly as much as Andrew Thirlburn was in the job at Essendon.
Is that too soon, Bill, or not? Are we going there?
No, we are. We just did a phoner on it. What's the shortest job you've ever had?
Yes.
One bloke was 7 minutes, I think.
It
but it is unbelievable when you think about it. A man has been picked to be CEO of an AFL club and he lasts 26 hours.
So the news breaks at Essendon's best and fairest, right? So they're up there on the stage for the Crichton Medal.
Broke then.
And then behind the scenes, they see Sam Landsberger's report. So there's some immediate concern. Some sphincters are really tightening as this goes down. And they know straight away, the Essendon power brokers, that you cannot be chair of this church with these controversial views on homosexuality and abortion, and also be the head of a club which promotes inclusion, diversity, equality.
Well, so if they knew that, how did he get the job in the first place? And if you want to take it back a step, how was he given the role of finding them a new CEO if those issues were known at that point?
An extraordinarily lack of due diligence. Mm. Serious. And Paul Little called this out this morning. How on earth, the journalist Sam Landsberger broke the story, found it out on the internet in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So if Essendon's, who's got all these investigators and Ernst & Young operatives running around the place and doing all this great research, can't work that out, then it puts serious heat on the president, Dave Barham, who he's absolutely fighting to keep his position at the moment.
Ooh.
Next week, they're going to try and hand down the review findings, which is going to trigger more change. So that Ernst & Young investigation, talk about some of the coterie groups and some of the politics and try and restructure around Brad Scott to give him and the playing group the best chance. But after that, I think they're going to come for Dave Barham because it has been an extraordinarily messy 40 days at the Essendon Footy Club.
Jay-Z, there are also people who are much more into the corporate scene than I am, who would say that the gentleman who was there for 26 hours wasn't fit to have the job given his record at the NAB Bank where he was thrown out on the back of the Royal Commission.
Yes.
And lucky, often people are saying for that to only be what he had to deal with. So there are already enough people saying not appropriate, even with that background, let alone any of his religious beliefs.
650 mil is a lot to sort of, get caught up in. So things ended for him there, and I think that's a fair point. That is a genuine,
it's not
legitimate
my point.
Question.
It's people coming out in the last 24 hours and saying, how did you think he was the right bloke anyway?
Well,
fair point. So now we ask Bill,
who's the new candidate for the CEO job?
So Essendon, there is a real push to get someone of quality calibre ilk. So we're talking, they want a Brian Cook type person.
They need a football and CEO type person.
Yes.
Exactly like
So
Brian
we're
Cook.
Talking like the Brian Cooks, the Brennan Gales, the Stuart Foxes who runs the MCC,
Foxy,
who led Hawthorn to 3 premierships. So that, the Travis Old at Essendon, they want a serious, high quality football person to partner with Brad Scott and give this football club who hasn't won a final in 18 years the best possible chance. Because I'm told that Brad Scott behind the scenes made such a positive impression on the playing group at Essendon. They absolutely were eating out of his hands within 24 hours. Then the air comes out of that Essendon balloon around this CEO stuff so quickly. So it's a football club that keeps tripping over itself, keeps scoring own goals, and they've really got to try and sort that stuff out, Bill.
Speaking of things that have been, let's hope on the way to being sorted
bubbling
out,
away.
The panel has been put together by the AFL to sort out the horrendous situation at Hawthorn.
Yes, so that's a four-person panel, and we're talking some really smart cookies here. So Bernard Quinn, the King's Counsel, he'll lead it. There are three other barristers on it. So in total of the four-person panel, Jim, we got two men, two women,
yep,
two people of First Nations background. So that you think is balanced and diverse in a way that helps, you know, represent the breadth of experience and knowledge that you need. There had been some reported concerns from the families and complaints that this isn't independent of the AFL or not independent enough. Gil McLachlan, the AFL CEO, just spoke minutes ago and he said this is the best possible panel we could come up with, you know, and it is fully independent of us. We have been asked to put together this process and to give everyone fair hearing to achieve natural justice.
Yes.
The big thing part of this bill is they are hopeful of wrapping this all up,
good,
findings and recommendations to the AFL Commission, etc., by Christmas.
Good. Okay. It'd have to be nearly.
So if I'm Sonia, yep, Hood, or if I am Swanee,
Swan,
yep,
that's too late. They've got to have those blokes back at work. Quick, smart.
You reckon?
Oh, it might ruin your whole. Good luck in 2023 if you haven't got a senior coach by Christmas. Mm. A lot of your work's done by then.
But how are they going to wrap up this complex process from a legal point of view, Jim, before then?
Well,
I feel like
then they've just got to get back to work anyway and then work it out once you come up with a conclusion. I mean, I think it's that dire, yeah, if you have to wait that long, yeah, to have your senior coach actually able to take your players, you know, just through whatever you want their match style to look like, yeah, next year. However, you know, if you're thinking, ooh, about someone, you know, like a Paddy McCartan, there's a good example.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about playing him back rather than forward, mm, that stuff gets worked out well and truly in advance of Christmas.
And who do you think this affects more than, to your point? Is it Essendon down the bottom of the ladder or Brisbane then contending for a premiership?
North.
Oh, sorry. North. Down the bottom
Both
ladder,
in different ways.
Yeah.
But if I'm those two, I'm saying to the AFL, you can run your process and we will fully support it, mm, but our bloke's got to work.
Yeah.
He cannot sit aside for that long.
But especially trying to get Dunkley in there and you're trying to get,
yeah,
the young boy,
Will Ashcroft and Griffin Logue,
Jasper Fletcher,
and all of these blokes. Yeah. I mean, it just can't happen, Jay-Z.
The issue is, I don't optically, and the families have already expressed this concern. From an optic perspective, I don't know that you can have these serious allegations against these players, which are unproven at this stage, and have them running a football club. I think, you know, that I think from a legal perspective, probably they have to stand that down. But then I tell you what, when in the cold, hard light of day, it will be interesting to see what truth they find, because these have been serious allegations.
Very
and as Alistair Clarkson has already pointed out, he feels like his reputation is damaged already as it is.
Yep, spot on.
So potentially this could end up in the courts in the new year.
Oh, I'd no doubt about it. So if that's why I'm saying, for me, they've got to go back to work, because otherwise you've got double damage. You've got damage that's already been caused to these two gentlemen's reputation.
And
but you've got two footy clubs that are absolutely reeling and need to get their act back together quickly.
Spot on. Trade news next with Jay-Z.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I think you've got it on the long ways.
On the what?
On the long ways Zoom. Paramatic.
Jay-Z stuck around. Plenty of trade news to talk about.
There is lots. Starting with Jack Bowes. Bill's got a stiffy over there. Is that bloody happy?
I'm very happy with that. But I want to know what happens with Jack, of course, but also pick number 7 that comes with Jack.
What a move this is. A 2-for-1 deal for Cats. And they could emerge in this trade period big, Bill, with the big winners. Seriously, off the back of a flag.
Yep.
They could pull off a deal for Ollie Henry. They could pull off a deal for Tanner Boone from GWS. They get Jack Bowes, who was pick 10 in 2016. As part of that, they get pick 7 in this year's draft, right? Mm-hmm. And so rather than trade that for Henry or Bruin, they want to take that to the draft. There's a local kid, a Falcons. Yes, hard-nut midfielder, Jai Clark, who they absolutely love. He's going to fall about then, potentially a bit earlier, but they're hoping he hangs on to pick 7. So if Geelong can pull off all these moves, and Andrew Mackey has a rising reputation in this area, along with Stephen Wills, is an absolute legend of the business, they have, on the back of a flag, just rebuilt in one go, because there's 4 first-round picks
That's
there.
That's right. And you feel sorry for Ollie Henry being homesick?
Well, see, 50 minutes in the car can be a long way up and down.
Bill,
but
give me a spell.
No, Jim, you don't understand.
Yeah, Bill, I moved from WA to South Australia at about the same age.
Jim, it's homesickness. I do.
And it was the single best thing I ever did. You get off your mum's boob and you learn to live. as a human being.
They're a close family.
This homesickness thing does my head in. Grundy, Jackson?
Yes, that'll get done. Melbourne will hand him the keys to their star-studded midfield. So at the moment, Melbourne's got pick 27. They're trying to offload that for Brodie Grundy. Collingwood wants something better. Mm-hmm. So whether it's 27 and another pick, a third-round pick or something like that, that'll get done and Grundy will move. We'll all be watching in the summer. Luke Jackson believe that deal will get done. So this has got a bit to go still.
How do they get it done?
Yeah. So will you tell me if this works for you, Jim? Fremantle's got pick 13 in this year's draft, plus a future first and a very early future second. So that's going to be like roughing it out.
They're on the up though, Freo. So their future first is probably going to look about the same.
Yeah, so a bit late. So yeah. So 13 this year's draft. So and then say 16 or 17 next year, and then North's early second, which will be say 19, 20. Jeez. Like three picks in the top 20. Like that's not bad going.
13, 15, 20.
I know, but when you add,
and a premiership player,
when you add that up, well, what's happening is Fremantle are trying to get up the order to do pick swaps, and no one's sort of playing ball at this stage.
I see. Yeah.
So there's a bit of water to go under the bridge. I think he'll be a Fremantle player.
Well, Jason Horn Francis.
Yeah, so I think this deal will get done too. At the moment, Port Adelaide playing hardball. They got pick 8 and a future first. North Melbourne saying if we except that we want a player as well. They've targeted Zach Butters, who's an absolute gun.
Well, that might be an Ambit claim, yes. I think.
You shoot for the moon, you'll end up on the stars. So
what does that mean,
well.
Bill?
No, that's not the same.
Is that, what is it?
You shoot for the moon, you might end up on the stars.
Yeah, like you aim high.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Oh, what's the saying then?
Shoot for the moon and you end up on Pluto. I don't know, but yes.
I don't think North Melbourne can't afford to have Jason Horn Francis, all grumpy, sitting on the list, not playing his best footy next year. So
but they've got to get it this year because he'll walk next year.
His stocks could drop.
Exactly. Well, he's out of contract next year, so he walks, doesn't he?
Yeah. Or, so I believe that trade will get done this year. They want a player. I don't think it'll be Butters. So that deal will be done. James Harms is going to stay at Melbourne. Jaden Hunt's going to West Coast. What's the matter, Bill?
Nothing. He's got something planned. Keep going. Just keep going.
Go on.
Jacob Hopper.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so he'll end up at Richmond, I believe. So currently it's a future first on the table from Richmond. Yes. GWS want more.
They want more.
Does Ivan Soldo move your needle? How much do we rate him? Can we throw him
in? Born in Canberra, so he's from up that way, but no, it doesn't move it a lot.
Okay, they might have to find another pick there, Richmond.
Yes, I think so. Wouldn't they?
Rory Lobb.
Now, I feel like this is going to go right down to the wire. So Fremantle are talking a really tough game. At this stage, they're saying he's contracted. We need him to stay forward. We want him to kick goals at the Dockers. Best and Bulldogs, obviously, really keen at this stage of sort of a unattractive second round pick for Rory Lobb. So Fremantle want more than that. And Peter Bell, who we know is a pretty shrewd operator, I really feel like that's going to go down to the wire.
Josh Dunkley.
Yes, which is another one. So for the Bulldogs want 2 first round picks for the Hardnut. I'm not sure they're going to get that.
Yeah.
So it's got to be, I think, a first round and maybe a second round with a little bit back. Semi Power and Dom Ambrosio, Brisbane, both playing hardball on that one. I can't see that being done in the near future. So that should be one.
Tom Mitchell. Still talk about Tom Mitchell.
Yeah. So that's not guaranteed. Contracted at Hawthorn. It's a borderline deal at the moment. I think if he makes his way to Collingwood, it's going to be for a late pick. Hawthorn's not going to get anything good. This might be a third round pick, plus the Hawks got to pay some salary. So when you look at it from a total result from Collingwood's perspective, they ship off Grundy, pay for him salary, or some of his salary. They get in Mitchell from Hawthorn, and Hawthorn pay some of his salary. They sort of see that as balancing out. What is this? Is that me talking too fast?
No, this is idiot Bill. That's the sound if people want to go to the MotoGP coming up. They need to ring.
Yeah.
But Jay-Z, brilliantly handled by you. Love having you in this time of year.
See you next week.
Look at him ring, Jay-Z, for you.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Built different. Faster, easier, better. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.